Fannie and Freddie go into a free fall.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Investors smelled blood in the water for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and went into a selling frenzy. Worries surfaced that the mortgage giants won't be able to stay solvent and will have to rely on a government bailout. Freddie Mac shares tanked 25%. Fannie's stock plunged 22%. All told, both companies have lost more than 90% of their share value in the last year. That made for a whole lot of fear and loathing on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 1.5% yesterday. Overseas indices are down today. London's FTSE has shed 1%. Germany's DAX is down 1.2%. And economic worries are dogging Asian markets. Tokyo's Nikkei Index was off 2.25%. And in spite of the Olympics, the Shanghai Composite Index has tumbled 15% since the games began. But some Olympic investments are paying off handsomely. England is in third place for the number of Olympic golds, behind China and the U.S. No, it's not the fish and chips effect. The UK made a major financial commitment to training athletes nearly 20 years ago, and now the dividends are paying off, as Stephen Beard reports.
In rowing, sailing and cycling, Britain has swept the board, and it's done pretty well at swimming. After decades of sporting mediocrity and downright failure, the Brits have finally hit their stride. There are many factors at work, not least talent and training, but money's also played a vital part. Since it was launched 14 years ago to fund good causes, the National Lottery has poured $7 billion into sports. That investment is finally paying off, as the former Prime Minister John Major, who launched the lottery, told the BBC today.
Without the swimming pools, without the athletic tracks, without the facilities for young people, they're not going to be drawn into the sport. Money is the root of all progress. That's what the lottery is about.
Britain's winning streak, says Major, has given the whole country a boost. It now faces the more daunting task of hosting the next Olympics in 2012. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Oil is down to around $112 a barrel today. Tropical storm Fay avoided major production areas in the Gulf of Mexico. That is, of course, good news for many industries, including airlines. They've been squeezed by high fuel costs, and they've passed the buck on to us. And as Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, that's affecting how we travel.
The Air Transport Association of America says domestic air travel this Labor Day weekend will drop about 6% from last year, but international travel is expected to inch up 1%. Part of the reason, logistics.
You can't drive a car or take a train to Europe.
University of Portland business professor Richard Gritta says most business travelers can't afford to bypass international travel.
In the Far East, face-to-face negotiation, there's no substitute for that.
Long, uninterrupted flights actually cost airlines less than puddle jumping, says Air Transport Association spokesman David Castlevetter.
You spend most of your fuel on takeoff and landing.
So airlines are passing some savings on to international travelers. And best of all, they still get free pretzels. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Those high fuel prices that have hammered airlines have been tough on car makers, too, and things aren't looking much better this morning. A survey out today from the American Customer Satisfaction Index found U.S. cars are losing ground. Foreign brands Lexus and BMW had the happiest drivers. Detroit's big three automakers didn't make the top four. The news comes at a bad time. Ford, Chrysler, and GM are already having a lot of trouble selling cars. Today, General Motors is announcing that it will offer its employee discount to everyone. That's generally about 10% below the sticker price.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
The Olympics are the major platform for the world's top athletes, but China wants the Games to be a platform to showcase its development as well. The country shelled out more than $40 billion, in part to give the world a glimpse of modern China. One of the changes that you might not see on TV, more house pets. Keeping dogs and cats is no longer frowned upon in China, and that's fueling a lucrative new industry, as Bill Marcus reports.
About 45 dogs a day come through this Shanghai neighborhood dog grooming parlor. It's one of about 2,000 in the city. Bebe is the collie mix of nearly retired microelectronics professor Yu Huihua.
I treated this dog just like my baby.
Like most Chinese, Professor Yu could only have one child. That son will soon be married and then leave for California. So Bebe fills the void. When Professor Yu was a Red Guard back in the Cultural Revolution, to have a dog as a pet meant to collaborate with the bourgeoisie enemy.
One family with three generations, just one room, one bedroom with three cubs. So no room for dogs.
And no money for dog food. But now urban Chinese have money. And Euromonitor analyst Michelle Huang says many have no trouble spending it, especially on pedigrees and other four-legged status symbols.
Some pet owners in Beijing, they are willing to spend money around like RMB 10,000 to 35,000 for holding a funeral.
That's as much as 5,000 U.S. dollars in a country where the per capita income is roughly a tenth of what it is in the States. The doggy in the window also fills another space.
Shanghai men, they married at an average age of 31 years old because of the growing demands of Shanghai women.
Huang says women demand a house if they're going to get married. But with Shanghai real estate so high, guys can't afford homes or brides. Lonely guys and lonely girls need a dog. Companionship also drives the demand for pets in China's big cities among empty nesters.
They cannot get equivalent love or care from the children because they don't have a children.
It all points to a trend. The generations just don't live with each other anymore, especially in the big cities. The result? A runaway $750 million a year industry projected to grow 9% a year for the next 5 years. In Shanghai, I'm Bill Marcus for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.